The 25 most powerful affirmations for March 2024. Welcome to a new affirmation format I release at the beginning of every month. These channeled affirmations were inspired by themes that came to me in a meditative state. These are the exact messages I believe you were meant to hear this month and beyond. At the end of this recording, I will explain the exact process I used to create these affirmations. So if you're curious about where they came from, please stick around for that. I suggest you listen to this every day for the entire month. There are bound to be affirmations here that speak to something you are going through right now. I'll give you space to repeat the affirmations back to yourself. So take a deep breath and let's begin. I am strong and resilient. I am grounded in strength and determination. I welcome change and personal transformation. I embrace opportunities for growth. I am capable of overcoming any challenge. I am evolving into the best version of myself. I am breaking free from limiting beliefs. I embrace new possibilities with an open heart. I adapt to new environments with ease and grace. I am vibrant and full of life. I am creating harmony and balance in my life. I clean and renew my surroundings. I celebrate order and organization. I am letting go of the old. I release anything that no longer serves my highest good. I am gaining insight into my true nature. I am open to spiritual enlightenment. I honor the divinity within me. I find peace and harmony within myself. I am in alignment with my highest purpose. I embrace my creativity and imagination. I allow my inner child to guide me. I look for playfulness and joy in every moment. I love exploring new possibilities. I am unleashing my full potential. I am strong and resilient. I am grounded in strength and determination. I welcome change and personal transformation. I embrace opportunities for growth. I am capable of overcoming any challenge. I am evolving into the best version of myself. I am breaking free from limiting beliefs. I embrace new possibilities with an open heart. I adapt to new environments with ease and grace. I am vibrant and full of life. I am creating harmony and balance in my life. I clean and renew my surroundings. I celebrate order and organization. I am letting go of the old. I release anything that no longer serves my highest good. I am gaining insight into my true nature. I am open to spiritual enlightenment. I honor the divinity within me. I find peace and harmony within myself. I am in alignment with my highest purpose. I embrace my creativity and imagination. I allow my inner child to guide me. I look for playfulness and joy in every moment. I love exploring new possibilities. I am unleashing my full potential. In a moment, I'm going to share with you the exact way that these channeled affirmations came through for me and the process that I used. But first, a couple of questions for you. One, have you benefited from my work over the months or years? Also, have you ever thought about having a coach or mentor? The reason I ask is because this month I'm opening up my schedule to work directly with a couple of new people. I may be able to help you grow your YouTube channel or attract your ideal fans and paying customers to your heart-centered business. I love working with creative entrepreneurs in particular. Or I may just be able to help you with your mindset or manifesting the things that you want in your life. Of course, there's a fee involved, but that fee will be determined by the level of involvement that we have with each other. If you're interested in exploring this, go to my website, bobbakerinspiration.com, and use the contact tab to send me a message. I'd love to hear from you and explore the possibilities. Now it's time for the big reveal on how these affirmations came to me and what inspired them. As I've mentioned before, what I do is I go into a meditative state, quiet my mind, and I ask a couple of simple questions. What do people need to hear this month? And what are the themes and messages that I should share that would have the most impact? Then I simply wait for images and symbols to appear in my mind's eye. I've recently learned that the term for this ability is clairvoyance. I'm not special. I think many people have it. You have the ability to get answers in a similar way yourself, although you may hear the answers, feel a sensation, or see the words written out in your mind's eye. For me, I just see the images. So this month, here are the 5 images I saw and my interpretations of them. The first one was a steel girder at a construction site where a bridge was being built. And so to me, this represents new beginnings and growth, and the steel certainly represents strength and resilience. It represents support and stability, and how new construction like that also reflects change, transformation, growth, expansion. And then there's the added meaning of the bridge that connects two different places that could be connecting your past with your future, your inner life with your outer life, could represent connections with relationships in your life. So I thought that was a good one to start off with. The second image was completely different. It was a small, bright green frog in an aquarium. To me, it represented embracing growth and transformation, because a small frog like that had most likely just transformed from a tadpole to a frog. So it represents new beginnings and opportunities and potential. However, the aquarium also represents limitations. I mean, how often do we live in an enclosed box of our own making? So we need to break free from those limits and expand our horizons and adapt to new environments. So even if we're bright and shiny and happy, are we limiting our potential by staying within our comfort zones? That's a great question to regularly ask yourself. The third image was a simple dustpan and a small handheld broom, like the one you'd use around the house. Obviously, at least for me, this represents cleaning up your messes, renewal. It represents order and organization, perhaps even an attention to detail, letting go of the old so that you can allow new stuff in. So where in your life have you been accumulating clutter that needs to be removed so you can free up space for new opportunities? The next image was a hollow, pyramid-shaped structure that a person could sit inside of. So many great interpretations here. A lot of people believe that the pyramid shape has magical qualities that attract energy. It almost like creates its own vortex. So if you were to sit inside of it, you could get direct downloads from the divine. But to me, it represents inner exploration, self-reflection, spiritual awakening. Because of the symmetrical shape of a pyramid, it also represents balance and harmony, an expansion of awareness and consciousness, and the importance of creating sacred spaces for yourself somewhere in your life. So I love how these images are so random and varied, and this last one definitely falls into that category. Fifth and final image was a playful, harmless, cartoon-like dragon. Definitely not a scary, fire-breathing dragon, but more like a colorful cartoon character. So this hit me on a couple of different levels. One, it definitely reflects creativity and imagination, encourages us to embrace playfulness and joy. But dragons are also known for their strength and ferocity, so it could refer to our inner strength. Also, a lot of people fear the fire-breathing dragons, but when we make it cartoon-like, it's not so scary. So are there things in your life that represent something that you're afraid of, but in reality, it's not as bad as you think? So those are the images that inspired the March 2024 channeled affirmations. Let me know what resonated with you the most with these symbols or with the specific affirmations. Would love to hear what you think. And again, if you want to reach out to me about coaching and mentoring, just head to bobbakerinspiration.com, click the contact tab, and send me a message.